Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Biden administration is approving the major Willow oil project on Alaska's Petroleum Bridge North Slope. The decision is one of President Joe Biden's most consequential climate decisions, is likely to draw condemnation from environmentalists who say it flies in the face of the Democratic president's climate pledges. Climate activists have been outraged Biden appeared open to greenlighting the project, which they say put his climate legacy at risk. They say allowing oil company ConocoPhillips to move forward with the drilling plan would also break Biden's campaign promise to stop new oil drilling on public lands. ConocoPhillips says Alaska's Willow Project could produce up to 180,000 barrels of oil per day. The Interior Department Monday issued a record of decision regarding the proposed Willow Master Development Plan of the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, or the NPRA. The department is substantially reducing the size of the project by denying two of the five drill sites proposed by ConocoPhillips, which is seeking to develop oil and gas leases it acquired beginning in the late 1990s. The company will also relinquish rights to approximately 68,000 acres of its existing leases in the MPRA, including approximately 60,000 acres in the Teshupuc Lake Special Area. The record of decision denies two of the five drill site pads proposed by ConocoPhillips, reducing the project's drill pads by 40%. The concurrent relinquishment of 68,000 acres by the company of its existing northernmost and southernmost leases within the Beartooth Unit reduces the Beartooth Unit's footprints and the NPRA by one-third. This reduces the project's fresh water use and eliminates all infrastructure related to the two rejected drill sites, including approximately 11 miles of roads, 20 miles of pipelines, and 133 acres of gravel, all which reduces potential impacts to caribou migration and subsistence users. The actions will create an additional buffer for exploration and development activities around the calving grounds and migratory routes of the Teshupuc Lake caribou herd, an important subsistence resource for nearby Alaska Native communities. They significantly scaled back the Willow Project with the constraints of valid existing rights under decades-old leases issued by the prior administrations. Full details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. On Sunday, the Biden-Harris administration took sweeping action to complete protections to the entire U.S. Arctic Ocean for any future oil and gas leasing. The Interior Department also announced that it is prepping new rules to provide maximum protection to millions of acres of land in the western Arctic, including the area around the Teshupuc Lake, a vital home to caribou and other wildlife that are central to Alaska Native communities' traditional way of life. The actions announced Sunday build on the president's record of having conserved more lands and waters in his first 2 years than any president since John F. Kennedy. Using his authority under Section 12A of the Outer Continental Shelf Leasing Act, President Biden is withdrawing approximately 2.8 million acres of the Beaufort Sea in the Arctic Ocean near shore in the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, or the NPRA, as indefinitely off-limits for future oil and gas leasing. The Interior Department is also initiating a rulemaking to establish maximum protection for ecologically sensitive designated special areas in the NPRA. The proposed rule, which will be available for public comment in the coming months, will consider additional protections for the more than 13 million acres within the reserve designated as special areas in recognition of their significant natural and historical values. Christina Lynn Raffetti was sentenced on March 9, 2023, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for federal drug trafficking and firearms charges. According to court documents, Christina Lynn Raffetti, 42, of Kenai, sold over 60 grams of methamphetamine, 1 gram of heroin, and a 12-gauge shotgun to another person between November 21, 2019 and December 8, 2020. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.